Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, April 11th, 12th, year 2023, episode number 269, if I'm not mistaken. Just on my way home here, and I decided to, it is the morning of, this is being released, so we want to try to get this done on our way home so I could just set it up, post it before the kids go to school, and I'm free to roam after they get home. So here we are, recording it in our car. So please don't worry about any of the noise that you're hearing. It's because I'm driving. Yesterday, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am the, I can't say PE teacher, I don't think, but I'm the, you know, the physical fitness instructor for the Vicente High School here in town. On Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yesterday, I've not seen these kids in a couple weeks now because of spring break, the rain out of a couple different days. So yesterday was the first day I've seen them in a little while. It was good to be back there. There were some new faces. And I'm gonna talk about something. It doesn't have to do exactly with them, but it does have to do with the kids and the youth of right now. And before they got out to class, I had a few minutes to kill, and I do, I make them move for a little bit, like 10, 15 minutes of movement. And then I let them, you know, do some game type stuff. Like we play tic-tac-toe with some things, and we do basketball, soccer, like throwing things, like it's not baseball, but they do stuff like that. So that's how like the structure works. They have to move in order to do the fun stuff. And before yesterday's class, I had some time. So I started shooting around the basketball, you know, get myself warmed up. For some reason, I get real nervous before these classes. I don't know why. So it just helps like shake out my nerves if I'm doing something beforehand that doesn't have to do with the actual, you know, setting up for the class itself. So we do this class outside on the basketball courts that are near the school district building. So we're outside and we have access to these two basketball hoops. It's a full court basketball court. So I bring these basketballs, and what I did, I started shooting around. So first I shot a layup. If you don't know what a layup is, it's like the closest shot you can do at a on a basketball hoop. And then I moved back and I shot from in between the free throw line and the hoop. And then once I made that, I made one from the free throw line. And then I shot a few from 3-point land. And I think it was like by the third one, I had missed three in a row. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start over now. So I went back, did a layup. Then I tried that mid-range shot. I think I missed. So then I tried again. And then what I said was to myself, I'm going to give myself three shots at each place. If I miss three in a row, I got to restart. So I made a little game of this before I take my mind off, shake out some nerves, shake off some of the rust since it's been a little while. And then I started thinking. I did not get upset one bit while I was shooting around, because one, it doesn't mean anything. I'm never going to remember this shoot around day. No one's ever going to care that I did this. And the more important thing is, even if I missed three in a row and I had to restart over, I don't practice basketball. So there is no reason for me to get upset if I miss three shots in a row, right? Am I good at basketball? No. Why am I not good at basketball? Because I don't practice. I don't take time out of my day to shoot ball after ball after ball. I don't practice my dribbling. When I get a basketball, I can have some fun shooting around, but I'm going to correlate this with things that we do in our everyday lives, especially the youth. So some of these kids, specifically some of these kids, will play a game of knockout. How you play knockout is you line up however many people you have available. The first two people in line have a basketball. The person who shoots first has to make their basket before the person behind them does. Otherwise, they're out. Okay, so if the first person shoots and misses and the second person shoots and swishes, that first person's out. But if they both miss and then the first person makes it, They pass the ball along to the next person in line, and they go to the back of the line. Okay, so the person behind you makes it. Before you make yours, you are out. Okay, and some of these kids never practice basketball. None of them play basketball because Vicente doesn't have a basketball team. So it's not like they take time out of their day at basketball practice at any point in time during the school year or any season, right? That's kind of assuming that they don't play in some rec league or something like that, right? So here are these kids who don't practice something, but get utterly pissed off when they are unable to make a basket. And you know what happens then? This is what they start to do. And this is like, you could put this in anything. This could be a kid doing homework, reading, doing math, anything. The moment that these kids do not make a basket, what do you think they do? I'm going to pause here for a second because I want you to take these next 10 seconds to try to think of what do you think these kids do. I'll let you think on it. Dead airspace does not help the podcast world. Okay, that's long enough. So if you thought about it, they start doing this. They start blaming the rim. They start blaming the ball. They start blaming the sun being in their eyes. They start blaming someone coughed. The blame game starts to happen. Now, when you're not good at something, right? As adults, we can sometimes, not all the time, because I know some fucking adults that do the same shit. We, instead of thinking, man, I don't work hard at this. I don't practice this. I don't put my effort into this. Instead of thinking those things, oh, well, my boss is a fucking dickhead and this is why I didn't get this project done. Or so-and-so took my favorite pencil, so I couldn't do my homework that day. That we play the blame game when it comes to things that we're doing in the moment and aren't good at because we don't practice. Instead of, if I really wanted to get better at this, what do I need to do in order to achieve that? And so yesterday, here I am shooting around and I make a game up on my own. Don't get upset because I know I don't practice basketball. I celebrate my shots and point out what I did right, kept my elbow in, had a good follow through, was balanced, whatever. You know, I pick out the good things from that shot that I made and I try to replicate it the next shot. The difference there becomes then the distance between me and the hoop then. That's the only difference that happens. But what do I have to do? I have to make adjustments. I have to prepare for that mentally. And then I have to try to execute that physically. And knowing that now, maybe I didn't know that as a kid, but I don't think I had the attitude and the blaming in my bones at these ages that these kids are. And age ranges, you know, anywhere from 5 to 18 is what I'm talking about. So think about that. The next time you're not so good at something or something isn't going particularly your way, how often do you practice it? How often do you do it? Do you need to be good at it? Because I don't need to be good at the basketball. That was just a stress reliever, right? So why would I make something more stressful that's supposed to be helping me de-stress? So think about that as you're going throughout your day. What's really pissing you off and should you be pissed off about it? And the answer is probably no. And the answer is probably always, I could work harder at it if I want to get better doing it. And that's it, guys. That's all I got for you. Stop playing the blame game and have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.